This message was preached by Afan Erichalu during the 2017 New Year Workers Family Retreat with a theme, The Family and Revival, which took place from the 1st to the 4th February at Ekwa Good News Narai High Cost Kaduna. For further inquiry and counsel, please contact Refuge Bookshop, number 19 Mayere Road by Navit Plaza, opposite Zitka Model Schools, Narai High Cost Kaduna. Telephone numbers 0703-456-8035, 0805-8455-719. Email thethreshersteam@yahoo.com. Website www.theplaceofrefuge.org. May God enrich your heart as you listen. Amen.
In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for the Bible study. And we thank you, O God, for what you have begun to show us from your word. As we take the round off of the Bible study, please we pray that you help us to gather the fragments in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Where is Brother Joe Unaji? Please, can you see me now? Brother Joe Unaji, please see me now. Can we take our seats quietly? I want to ask if there are any questions in the course of the study. Are there any questions? If they can be written, it will be easier for us so that we can go through them. If you have questions, please write them. Lift up your hands and an usher or our brother here will collect them for us if there are questions. So if you have questions in the course of the study, please write them down legibly so that we can see it. And then we'll see as we go. We don't have much time. Now, the topic of the study is serving together. Serving together. And we've discovered that God saved us so that we can serve Him. The reason and the essence of us being saved is so that we can serve the Lord. He spoke to Pharaoh, said, Pharaoh, let my people go. So that what will happen? So that they can serve me. And by the grace of God, we have seen it. We have understood it that one of the greatest things that somebody can do on this side of eternity is to serve the Lord within the time frame God has given us on this side of eternity. I want to believe that several of us are serving God at different levels, through different platforms, in different capacities. But whatever it be, the matter is that you are serving God. But having said that, one thing that God is pointing to us is, even though we are beginning to serve God, even though we are endowed or endued, and even though we are influencing men and lives God has brought under us, and there are many open doors, God wants to point attention to the matter that serving God is not based on individualism, being exclusive, being alone. Rather, the mind of God is that for anyone who wants to serve Him, he must have a mindset that God wants His work to be done in teams. Team. T-E-A-M. And that is why at the beginning it says, let us, even God, the Godhead, had to operate as a team. And he didn't say, let I, let me. What did he say? Let us. And say, make man in our image. And when that scripture finished, he said unto them, Male and female created he them. And what did God do? God blessed them. He didn't say God blessed him or God blessed her. It was them. So them signifies that God is interested in what? Team. So the introduction gave us a direction concerning the study. So he keeps saying, one shall chase 1,000 and two shall chase 10,000. You keep seeing the issue of Psalm 133. How pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in what? In unity. And the graphic illustration of Aaron, that with the oil that flow through his hair, through the skirts. And it is there, in the unity, that God commands his blessings. So, we need to begin to beg God that as we continue to serve God, utterances like I, my ministry, my disciple, I did this, I did that, should begin to be erased from our mind. Rather, it should be we together, because we are talking of what? Unity in the work of God. Amen? And we are seeing that if God helps us and we begin to serve more as teams and together and in unity, we will make much progress, we will create much influence, and the kingdom of God will advance further than what it is presently. Amen. Each one of us has a contribution to make in the body of Christ. Each one of us is endowed with something from God, with a grace. And God expects us to contribute that grace. That gift is meant to be contributed by each and every one of us to create an overall effect in order to fulfill the purpose of God. Hallelujah. We saw finally the example of men that bear the ark. Is it one man that carries the ark? How many? Men of equal heights. Men that don't break ranks. And it still shows what? Unity. Amen. And the basic theme is that of the husband and wife. So that is what the introduction shows to us. So one thing that you need to beg God is to begin to check. How am I serving God? Am I serving God alone? Anytime I'm serving God, do I want to do it alone or do I want to involve others? Aloneness is not the will of God. Aloneness is not the purpose of God. Aloneness is not the wisdom of God. For anyone that wants to serve God, you cannot serve God alone. And as I tell you of the introduction, I want to make a statement. No matter how you are gifted, no matter how you are anointed, no matter how God has made you want to be dexterous and skillful, no matter how your sharp utterance that you have, no matter the vision that you can see, no matter whatever it is that you can do in the kingdom of God, the body of Christ, you cannot, capital C-A-N-N-O-T, serve God alone. That is one thing that must be registered in our hearts. And it's only God that can do this for us. Sometimes you look as if you can serve God alone because you have the capacity and the capability. But that is a deceit. That is not the mind of God. Nobody has everything. It is meant to be a contribution among the brethren. So the first response that God wants from you and me is that, Father, every exclusive attitude, every individualistic tendency, propensity in my life, every issue of wanting to serve God alone, please deliver me from it in the name of Jesus. That's number one prayer point. What's number one prayer point? Every tendency, every propensity, every inclination, every body language in me that is thinking that I can serve God alone, what's the prayer? God should do what? God should deliver me. It's a deliverance we need. It's not deliverance of come out. It's the deliverance of the light of God shining to your heart and erasing the darkness of aloneness. Amen. Now, we went further to talk about vision and what? Understandings. Having established the fact that you cannot serve God alone, and when God begins to help a man that he needs to serve God with others, there is something that is a, what they call sine qua non. That is something you cannot do without. And that is what? Vision. What did I say? Vision. If we have agreed that we cannot serve God alone, and we need to serve Him together as a team, when God calls a man to serve Him, like when He called Moses to build the tabernacle, the next thing that God does is to give that man what? A vision of what He wants him to do with his life within a specified time. So as we are here now, you have a time frame. So if brethren are going to come and serve God together, God will normally look for the custodian of the vision, or the pioneer, or the anchor person, and He gives him what? A vision. Vision is simply what God reveals to you from His mind about His will that He wants to be done where? On earth. And you are supposed to be a custodian, a steward, to bear, to carry, to share that vision until it is properly what? Executed. Amen? Every vision that God gives a man is meant to be what? Executed. So it is one thing to have a vision. It's another thing to what? To execute it. So for any work of God that is correct and genuine, how does it begin? It begins by a man receiving what? A vision. From who? From God. And this vision we are talking about, we are not talking of vision of, you say, yeah, and you are seeing something in the spirit. All those, no. Vision is simply what God has what? Revealed to you. And it must be based on what? The word of God. You cannot receive any other vision outside where? So anybody that is talking of a vision and is outside the word of God, what is it? Eh? Is error. And every vision that a man receives is centered on the personality of who? Of Jesus Christ. Are we understanding what we are saying? So if you are here and you have been talking about, I've seen a vision. I want to do the work of God. And your vision is not inclined with the personality of the Lord Jesus Christ, that vision is null and what? Void. Amen? Any vision that God gives a man, who is the center? Eh? Is Christ. Now, when God now brings the team together, He expects that every team member also supposed to see what? The same vision that He has given the who? The custodian of that vision. And that's why the man that is giving the vision has to do what? Transmit it, share it, transfer it, so that those that are going to work together as a team, they will see what? The same thing that He has also seen. So for Moses to tell Bezalel to do certain things, he has to transfer what? That aspect of the vision that concerns who? Bezalel. And then Bezalel has to also see and understand the vision if he's going to make his what? His contribution. Do we understand what we are saying? And that's how it is. So vision is very critical in the work of God. Hallelujah. And what God has called us together as His assignment, which is still based on His vision, is what we call the Great Commission. And what is it? Go and make disciples of all nations. Nation, whether in terms of tribe, nation, whether in terms of profession, nation, whether in terms of age differences, children, adolescents, youths, and whatever. Nation, in terms of whatsoever. But the matter is that it is to go and disciple who? The nations. Specialized people. The armed forces. specialized people, widows, specialized people, derelicts, specialized people, harlots, specialized people, politicians. What is the charge? Go and make what? Disciples of what? Of all nations. So any work that you want to do and you don't have the clear vision very well, you may not be able to execute the vision of God, even though you are doing a work. So our prayer, second prayer, is that, Father, give me a correct vision. Eh? Because Psalm 36 verse 9 says, in thy light shall we see light. Until you see the way God sees, your vision is not yet correct. And what will make your vision to be correct is to go to him and say, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see the way you want, you see. Amen. That's what God was showing us. And we saw that when brethren do not have a clear vision and they are coming to serve together as a team, it will lead to wastage, stepping on toes, cross purposes, and a lot of confusion and cacophony in the team. Because everybody is doing what he thinks is what? Is correct. That's what normally happens when there is no clear vision. Then we look at 1 Corinthians 3, and we saw that there is no other foundation. Except who? Except who? Jesus. So anything that you want to do as the work of God, who is the foundation? Is Jesus. Then when Christ is the foundation, then you cannot what? You cannot build on it. But Jesus is what? The foundation. Please, let's take note of this. There is no other foundation. This one is non-negotiable. This one, you can't compromise it. Christ and Christ alone. We saw that ministers of God are simply servants through whom God moves or through whom God reaches out to his people. So no minister is important than the other. Paul planted, Apollo does what? Or did what? He watered. So, but he that planted and he that watered, who is better? If we're answering none, and that is our mind, then we are making progress. But you know, in our analysis, the person that planted will normally have an inside inclination, now me get him. Because he's the one that did what? The pioneering work. So the one too that's coming to water will say, well, I just the water where somebody has done plant to. This is a wrong mindset that God wants to what? If your own is to plant, what do? You see the planting as your contribution and you deal with all your heart. Who matters? Christ. If your own is to water, what do? Water it very well because that is your... Don't be saying, at the water where somebody don't plant to. After that, go call Ripamu. Go say, I ain't plant them. These are wrong mindset. Hallelujah. So I want us to take note. Whether you are a planter or you are a waterer, what are you? You are not what? You are not important. Who matters? Who matters? Is Christ that what? That matters. Don't say, I'm the one that preached to this man and I sat with him and I follow him up. Now he has gone in Christ. You snatch him from me to Viapa. Come! I collect you back in the name of Jesus. For we are. And you are fighting over lives. Amen? Whether you plant or you water, who matters? Is Christ. And that's what Paul said. We saw again that it is God who can give the increase. And that it is also him that is going to reward us according to what? Your own labor. Now let me say it concerning ministers as servants of God. We are only a channel or a host. You know a host, ba? A hose is connected to water. And you want to use that hose to wash or to water plant. Now, if the water refuses to come out, what happens to the hose? It becomes what? Thank you, my brother. Useless. In fact, there's another word worse than useless. Let's use it. We need to see it that way. But because you are the hose and water is passing through you, you have a false impression that what? You are not only the host, you are also the what? The source, which is a lie. What are we? You are only Tio. Say, I'm a Tio. If the owner refuses to unlock the tap, what happens? There is no water. So what are you going to what? Nothing. And that's the picture. We are only channels. So God wants us to have this. So, and when you understand that you are only a channel, there is no basis, there is no parameter, there is no local standard for us to begin to what? Compare and compete and you know, whatever. To say this one is better than this. And you see, they wanted to cause problem. They wanted to have, I'm Pauline, I belong to Paul. I'm Apollyon, I belong to Apollo. And that's how denomination normally starts. Even inside denomination, there's also denomination. And it's centered around who? Personalities of men who do not understand the word of God. So if you are here this evening, we're going to beg God, Lord, look, I am nothing. And through me, my life or my personality will not be the basis to cause what? Division. Where? In the body of Christ. Is that okay? Because some people want to turn towards you, want to say, I'm for you, I'm this, I'm that. And then yes, say yes, yes, God bless you, hallelujah, hallelujah. What are you doing? You are fanning to flame, dividing the body. Amen? So God is bringing this to us. And I say, Lord, what did that say is the first prayer point? Every tendency to being alone, do what? Deliver me. Secondly, is for us to understand that, look, I am only a TO, I am nothing, I'm only a channel. Who matters? Is the source. And that thirdly, based on us, we should not be the basis to cause what? Division in the body of Christ. Now, the third aspect, which I know that many of our teachers did not get there, is the laborer. The laborer talks about the minister himself. That is expected that he should have finished with what? Sin. And is growing in the Lord as he continues to commune with him. And as God gives him opportunity and privileges, he's exercising himself. And that finally, he sees himself as what? A steward. But tonight, I want us to pray. Say, Lord, this issue of aloneness, this issue of thinking I can serve God alone, please, don't only delete it and carry it to recycle bin. Carry it, go to recycle bin and what? Empty it. That's prayer number one. Prayer number two. Let me begin to see correctly that whether I'm a planter or I'm a waterer, I am what? I am what? Is Christ that what? That matters. Every basis of comparison, this one is better than me. This one is better than this. The pulpit is better than this in sweeping. Even me as I'm saying it, it's very difficult to say, tell me that sweeping and preaching is the same. But do you know that the truth? What are they? They are the same. That's how we grew up. So God has to do what we call brainwashing. Carry from deleting to recycle bin. Then go to recycle bin and what? And delete again. Otherwise, the revival that we are trusting God for will still be affected when we are still having what? Aloneness. Can you say, Father, I will not be the one that will hinder your move because of lack of understanding. Can you use the next 1 or 2 minutes and respond to the Lord this evening? Talk to your Father this evening. Aloneness is a bane to working together. Individualism is a bane to working together. Being exclusive is a malady. Being exclusive, being an individual, always wanting to do everything alone is something that God wants to deliver us from. Ask God to say, Lord, deliver me from being alone. 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 Father, I don't want to be alone. I cannot serve God alone. Every tendency, every inclination, every whatsoever, please, Father, deliver my heart. I am only going to make my contribution and let others make their contribution, and then the work of God will go forward. Please, Lord, help me. I thought I could do it alone. I don't want others to do it so that I will say, it's me that did it. I did it by myself. I did it alone. It is anti-kingdom. It is anti-Christ. Can you beg him and say, Father, deliver me this night. Erase this tendency in me. Erase this mindset. Give me a correct mindset. Husband, you think you can do it alone? Wife, you think you can do it alone? He said he created them. He blessed them. It is them. It is not him or her. Please deliver me. Please save me. Please help me. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we take the second prayer? Whether you are a planter or you are a waterer, can you beg God and say, look, I am nothing. I am nothing. It is Christ that matters. I am nothing. It is Christ that matters. It is Christ who matters. Whether a planter or a waterer, it is Christ that matters. Can you beg God? Can you plead with God? Can you call upon God? Can you cry unto God? Let's pray. Let's pray. I have exaggerated my importance so much. I have believed I'm better than others. I have believed that to be a preacher is better than to be a whatsoever. No, it is a wrong thinking. Lord, help my thoughts. Lord, help my heart. Lord, help my mind. In the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, can we pray and say, Lord, I will not be the basis for the body to be divided. I will not be the reason for there to be a division in the team. When people center around me, when people are emphasizing me, and I'm encouraging it, and I'm fanning it to flame. Let's pray about this. God is building a people of power, and is making a people of praise, that we move through this land by Spirit, and we glorify His precious name. Build your church.